And then secondly, what we call vichikitsa. This is usually translated as doubt, perplexity, or uncertainty, or even sometimes by some scholars as skepticism. But these aren't very helpful renderings. Vichikitsa is much more volitional than intellectual. Vichikitsa is really inability to commit oneself, or even we may say unwillingness, even reluctance to commit oneself. Or perhaps we can say that one does commit oneself, but then one changes one's mind. And what does this mean? It means really that one is not integrated. One isn't a self, isn't an individual yet. One is a sort of loose association of selves. I've spoken about this before. Almost like the waves of the sea. One wave rising up, another sinking down. And there are hundreds of waves doing this all the time. So in the same way, we are sort of conjurers, a sort of loose association, a sort of loose collection of selves that are sort of coming into operation and going out of operation, alternating with one another, and so on. So one self happens to commit the whole personality, as it were. But then that self subsides, another self pops up, and that self rescinds the commitment. And this is what is happening all the time. One self decides something, another self decides against it. And we're certainly all familiar with this sort of state of affairs. And it's one of the reasons we know why some people can't meditate. One self wants to meditate, another doesn't. One self sort of gets going and is meditating, dragging along the rest of the personality and all the other protesting selves. But then it sort of weakens and it goes under. And some other self or collection of selves even arises, gains predominance for the time being, and you can't meditate anymore. You're sort of distracted, your mind wanders, and so on. So this sort of thing, this inability to commit oneself totally because one is not fully integrated, is a spiritual fetter. And this particular spiritual fetter is responsible in people's lives for a great deal of drift, a great deal of indecision, and a great deal of sheer waste of time. And if one doesn't break this fetter, one can't be a real individual. Being an individual means unifying all oneself. And only a unified person can really and truly commit himself. And only one who has committed himself to the higher evolution can progress.